Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. One of this region's challenges is to attract and retain talent. Far too often, homegrown college students choose to move on after graduation, as do many, if not most, of those who come here from other places to attend our local colleges and universities. The nonprofit Full Circle was established here last summer to attract, engage, and retain talented students. The question is, how? What does this community have to offer and that can help meet the objective we're talking about? What drives students away? We're talking about it in this segment with Diana Zhang, Executive Director of Full Circle. Chris LeBeau is the Vice President of Entrepreneur Services for Eagle Bank, and he is on the Full Circle board. Andrew Lee is a Washington University undergraduate student. Thank you all so much for being here. Great to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Diana, let me start with you as the Executive Director of this organization. What caused it to come into being in the first place? Mm. What were you seeing? What was happening?
Yes. So our founding team is actually comprised of alum from four different area colleges, WashU, SLU, Illinois College, and Webster. And we really got together because we realized that all of our experiences were very similar in the sense that they were very siloed, apart from the city, but also apart from the other college students. Every other exit on the highway is a college. And yet when you come here, you don't realize that there are so many young people here and that there are so many incredible things happening in this city. So we really came together, and this initiative is a region and citywide one, as you've mentioned. Mm-hmm. So the energy has been there for a few years. But we started last summer just putting together monthly events for young people. Just to explore downtown St. Louis. And then slowly that really snowballed and the momentum was there to make this a nonprofit on its own and an entity that would really focus on introducing the city to young people.
Are you a St. Louisan?
I am not. I'm originally born in China. My family moved around four or five times, and now they're outside of Boston. And we have one native St. Louisian on the founding team, but we actually have we represent Indonesia, the UK, Mississippi, and I'm from Massachusetts. So we're kind of all over the place, but we've all fallen in love with the city.
So you are here to stay.
I am here to stay, yes. Came here 5 or 6 years ago for school and was going to go back to the East Coast, but really fell in love with it here and recognized that this city is my hometown. And I feel very, very much proud to be from here now.
But Andrew, how about you? Are you a St. Louisan?
I am not a St. Louisan. I actually was born in California, but moved around quite a bit and went to high school in New Jersey.
I grew up in New Jersey. We'll have to talk after the program.
Awesome, sounds good.
You're an undergrad. You're not at the point yet where you'll be making a decision as to whether to stay or go, or are you?
Correct. I'm a rising junior, so I have two more years to make that decision.
Uh-huh. Have you started giving it some thought?
Yes, definitely. And thanks to Diana, she's done a wonderful job of connecting me to people that I thought I would never meet, and it's been wonderful. It's closing the gap between students and the outside community that really can empower them to do wonderful things in this community.
We'll want to talk about some specifics, the high points and the low points, because there are plenty of each, needless to say. But let me turn to Chris LeBeau. What's your involvement in all of this, Chris? I mean, are you doing in it as a professional in the banking world or as a member of the board?
So I actually came to this space because Diana had interned with me when she was at Washington University. And one of the things that we enjoyed was when in between meetings or other things we were doing, I would take her to other places that she might not typically have gone. And so at one point she found herself at Spring and Gravoy at the Vietnamese restaurant Truck Lamb that is well off the grid for many people there, or at the Sweetheart Bakery in the Shaw neighborhood. And so one of the things that I delight in is certainly discovery of things that are off the more traditional beaten path. And I think for Diana, it unlocked a level of depth that she had not yet seen in the city. And so was something that I feel very strongly about. I feel very strongly that community is important in terms of retaining grads. I think jobs are the first key, but you stay in a place that feels like your home. And in order to do that, you have to find the places that you plug in and really resonate with you.
Right. Have you been able to get around, Andrew, and find some of the places that Diane has found, apparently?
Yes, we've been going to restaurants, Winslow's, for one, and It's been great. The cuisine is great here. But the capacity that Diana and I interact with is really pushing students to enter the startup growing community that is here in St. Louis and giving them a position to make an impact for those startups.
You mentioned, Diane, that you get together frequently with students and, mm-hmm. and people in the community. I guess these are the beef and toast meetings that I've been reading about.
Yes.
Explain what that is for our audience.
Yes. So we right now have really started two different programs. One is called Beef and a Toast, and that is all about discussing your beef with the city and then toasting to being a part of the solution. And those are more intimate settings. And on to your point of introducing students to the city, you know, that's an entry point for if you want to make an impact here and you're interested in really becoming a part of a movement or a part of a political or social movement here, we can be able to introduce you to people in the city who are really leading that. And the first one that we had was on urban transportation or the lack of it. And our speaker was Ed Domain, and we also had the deputy chief of staff to the mayor, Patrick Brown, within the room. So it's great to be able to get, you know, one-on-one time with people who are moving issues that as a student you may be interested in becoming a part of. And to Chris's point about making a home, you know, being in a place, you can be anywhere and feel like you don't really understand the city. You could be anywhere else. But being involved in something deeper, well, all of a sudden you really care about the place that you live in. And our other program, City Treks, it's very different from Beef and a Toast. Beef and a Toast is much more involved in getting your hands a little dirty. City Treks is really exploring the cultural and social local gems here. We've gone to the Thaxton Speakeasy, and then this month we'll be at City Arch River, getting a sneak peek at the multi-million-dollar expansion mm-hmm. of the arch. But giving people just an inside peek at to, you know, what's going on in the city, but realizing that there's a lot more that the city has to offer.
And getting them out of that bubble.
Out of the bubble, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now, how large a group would make tours like this?
Our past few, our largest at the Thaxton Speakeasy was about 40 or 50. At times, depending on venue size, we do have to limit, but we're trying to be able to expand and keep it at 40 or 50. But we're rolling out a campus ambassador program right now. It's actively, we're actively involving five of the local schools, and another five or six are coming on through their students. So we are trying to figure out if at a certain capacity, how do we manage these programs? So that's an ongoing discussion.
Beef and a Toast is smaller groups. More
Beef and a Toast, yes.
Chris, do you attend those?
So I've certainly attended a number of the events, and as a member of the organization's board, a lot of times we're the ones kind of helping them think through it, especially in these young days for the organization. There are a lot of directions can go, and so certainly discussions that I think are important. And I going back to it, I think a very important part that this organization provides students and recent grads is a sense of shared ownership of the city, to not just look at a thing and say, oh, look at that, but how might I get involved and how can I make a difference? And that, to me, is the question that everybody has to ask themselves, is what kind of community do they want to be in? That we are competing with New York and Los Angeles and every other city for people, and we're not going to get them all. But what we are going to get is in a place like St. Louis, I learned many years ago, if you often raise your hand at a civic discussion or a special interest group, before you know it, you're going to end up on a committee. And for a 21, 22, 23, 25-year-old to find themselves at a table of decision makers is a pretty incredible honor.
Yeah. Andrew, how about your attendance at these meetings and these discussions that where you can express your beef, if you will? Have you been a part of that?
I have not yet had the chance to be a part of that. I returned from abroad about 2-3 days ago. So, but I would love to come check them out as soon as possible.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you were asked to express your beef about something, what would it be?
I would say, as a WashU student, the beef that I feel the most about the city is that it doesn't do enough connection work to connect, push students to get out of the bubbles that we discussed earlier. Because the bubble is very real. Personally, I can't name another student that goes to a different school off the top of my head. And that work needs to be done. And full circle's here to do it.
We have reached out to our listening audience over the last day or two to get some idea of what they're thinking here. Let me just read a couple of things they say and get your response to it. And how, you know, if you were talking, any of you were talking to students who had questions like these, how you would respond to them. There are pluses and minuses. Concerns about equal opportunities, that students are driven away by the fear that they're not going to have an equal opportunity. How do you address that?
I mean, I think if they're speaking about equal opportunity with respect to a job, perhaps, is that the angle you think they're taking, Don?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think one of the things that's certainly can be hard at times is when you graduate is the question of, well, what experience do you have? And at times, students are certainly obtaining internships. But, you know, I remember years ago reading an article about the house cleaning product company called Method. And one of the questions they ask in an interview is, would you want to ride on an airplane with this person for 4 hours across the country? And to that point, we're hiring skills, but we're really hiring a person. And so with regards to equal opportunity, the not so efficient way to find a job at times is just to submit resumes through the front door. It's to build connections with people who work at those companies. And one of those steps of equal opportunity, as I would see it through that angle, is to really have built that network to where people aren't just hiring the skill set. They're hiring it because I want to work with Andrew. I want to work with Diana.
Of course, work is the big issue. I mean, that's when you graduate from college, you want a job and you want a good one. So that is something that's on every list that I have here in front of me here.
Absolutely. And to your point, you know, even through Beef and a Toast, and we've only ran one, and it was just last month, so our next one will be in July. But I think a lot of the times at school, and I certainly felt this way, you feel like you only have two or three paths to go down. You don't even know the breadth and depth of opportunities out there after you graduate. You think that you have this or this, and that's what you majored in. But, you know, we're really about introducing the city through the people here. And to Chris's point, when you get to meet people and meet people who are doing great things in this community, you recognize that they can plug you into things that you're very passionate about, and there are jobs and opportunities in those fields that you never realized existed. I know I've talked to students and, you know, they meet people and they say, I didn't know I could be that, or I didn't know that existed here or anywhere. So I think, to the jobs point, you know, thinking outside of the box in terms of, all right, it's not just about the job description, but it's really meeting people who can introduce you to not only more people, but just open your eyes on what's possible after school.
Yeah. Is there anything to add to that, Andrew?
I think a lot of it's been covered, but one thing from a student perspective, that a student that participates in these career fairs, most of the career fair participants are big companies with locations in other cities.
Sure.
And what I think a differentiating point for St. Louis is that there are a lot of cool companies here that are passionate about the work they do. And as an intern or as a full-time employee, that student or that recent grad can make an immediate impact at the organization. And just making that evident would be the first thing.
What is your major?
I'm in the business school, along with computer science.
So there are plenty of business opportunities here. It's not something you'd say, gee, St. Louis doesn't have any opportunities for someone with my background.
Right.
Yeah. All right. One of the other things that keeps popping up on these lists that I'm trying to read in front of me, if I can work around this microphone, is public transportation. I think that has already come up, and that is a problem a lot of people have that is not sufficient. Are you hearing that as well?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why our pilot Beef and a Toast was about urban transportation. From a student perspective, you know, we can say go explore it, but it's also really changing the mentality of how do you get around the city. And, you know, I think you need a lot of people from a lot of different perspectives working together to move this forward. And through Beef and a Toast, we actually were discussing how much impact college students have on this particular issue. You have campuses of students who want to get off, want to explore the city, and if they're able to voice and really act upon that and show the rest of the city, you know, this is something that we also want to be a part of, we want to move forward, we can really be able to see some change happen. I think sometimes as a student, you don't realize you have a voice like that, you don't realize you have that big of an impact here, but definitely urban transportation was something that we know we are covering every single day.
Chris LeBeau, are you a St. Louisan?
I am from the St. Louis area, yes.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've discussed this issue before on this program and issues related to it. And one of the things Diana has said, has talked about getting out and getting to meet the people and getting to know the people. But a lot of people who come here from someplace else, and even people who grew up here, left and then come back, say that this is not a particularly welcoming community.
So I don't know that I would necessarily agree with that. I think there are at times some of the one overly cliche question about high school is something that can certainly be isolating. But I think what it is that in a community where there are a lot of people that are from here, a lot of people already have networks established. And so it's finding your way to be introduced into those through special interests and whatnot. And true, in a city like New York, where people are always coming and going, people are always in the business of meeting each other. And so for me, a lot of times I've found many of my best friends to this day I met through a United Way group called Gen Next, where you volunteer alongside people at United Way organizations. And I've never found anything easier than, you know, you're digging a hole with a shovel or you're helping clean up a facility and you're able to socialize in a less pressured situation. So to me, a lot of those opportunities are about getting in front of people that share a common interest, and that naturally sparks a conversation. I think in every community, you're always going to have people that aren't friendly, and I think in every community, you're going to have people that are welcoming.
Diana, how about you? Do you find the welcoming an issue?
I definitely felt welcome, but I also entered into, you know, the community and the startup ecosystem. But the reason why we all started Full Circle actually was because we were all in our 20s and had a really hard time finding friends in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's the fact that, you know, people mean to be unwelcoming, but to Chris's point, when you're in a community where a lot of people have established friendships and have groups of friends, when you're new, you don't know really where to go in and find your people. And that's why through Full Circle, it's been really beautiful actually seeing that, you know, we have people who come back and come back and come back to our events. We've only been around for less than a year, and friendships have been made. I've seen relationships come out of it, boyfriends, girlfriends. I'm like, don't break up, please come back. But I think that's part of it, you know. We're here to really extend that hand and be welcoming and say, you know, most of us, whether you're from here or not, you can find your peers, and you can either find your best friend, co-founder, future spouse. And it's been really wonderful seeing it kind of come into fruition that way.
Andrew, the welcoming issue to you, have you found it okay?
I found it very welcoming, especially after the first introduction has been made. And I know some people in the community, but it is distant, especially from campus, the St. Louis greater community. And creating that avenue to tie the two together is a great work to be done, and fully confident Full Circle can do it.
How do you reach out to students? Washington University and the other campuses in the area, we're talking about an awful lot of young people.
Yes.
How do you reach out to them and draw them into your web, if I may put it that way?
Into the circle. Yes. Well, that's really why we're rolling out a campus ambassador program. It started because of student interest. You know, we knew we would want ambassadors in the future, but really month negative one, students started saying, if you're doing this, how can I be more involved? And we don't want to go onto campus and say, this is what you should do. We want students to feel like, oh, this is what, you know, my friends are doing. This is what I want to go to. And that's why our campus ambassadors are so incredibly important to us and very near and dear to our hearts, because that is how we reach the student population. It's not about hosting an event and then broadcasting it out to schools and say, come. It's having people feel like it's their community, it's their event, and they're invested. So right now, having those campus ambassadors, and, you know, the summer has been great to kind of start to onboard more, has been very, very much a critical point in reaching the student body. And really, this fall will be the first time that we make that big of a push, because previously, you know, we weren't really quite established. And then within the past 3 months, it's really become much more of a nonprofit entity.
And this is all free for young people to get involved. There's no charge. You wanted to say something, Chris.
Well, and I'll tell you, Don, it's funny, working in the entrepreneurial community, what's so important about what Diana is saying is that having a series of mostly non-native St. Louisans build this organization is because they have felt the pain of how they were disconnected before. Mm-hmm. And it's not the mistake of building an organization or hosting an event and saying, you're welcome, everybody should just come on down now, but meeting them where they are. That's what the same problem that startups face every day and a nonprofit organization like this. And so to be built like that and to create a front door that is accessible and relatable to them is the things that will help bring people through.
And St. Louis's standing in the entrepreneurial world is a selling point, I would think, because this city acquits itself very well in that area.
It is certainly a rising tide right now, and I mean certainly across the country, but St. Louis is making a good showing of things right now. It's an exciting time for the startup community, and certainly this young talent here and across the community, and of course bringing people in from outside to even move here as you make waves, is certainly a great hope for our city.
Yeah. Some people say that St. Louis has an inferiority complex. That strike any kind of a chord, Chris?
It does. I think at times you can see it in some of our messaging that gets rolled out. We are often very apologetic, and we have to be proud of the things we are and stop trying to be New York and San Francisco because we're not going to be. We just have to be unequivocally us.
Mm-hmm. I think we're also very humble. I've realized that. You know, people are so quiet about how wonderful the city is, and I think as two college students and young people, you want to know, do I live in a city that is awesome and can be awesome, or do I not? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, being humble is great, but we try to just say, we say we're really proud to be in St. Louis and we're really proud to live here.
That's another part of the story is that the list that we have been compiling here is that the city, the community, has to learn how to tell its story better. That's what you're saying, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, part of telling that story better is also having kind of fresh eyes and fresh energy into it, which is why we feel really passionate about bringing more young people into it, because it's, you know, a lot of times, and I'm not from here, so I don't hold a thought of, well, the city, you know, this is how it's always been. Mm-hmm. And I'm not proud of it. I'm like, this is my new home. I'm very proud of it. I love it. And I want other people to love it. And my mom now is actually looking on Zillow for homes because she wants to move here. And that's outside of Boston. She's only been here twice. But she says, you know, you love it so much. It must be great. So I think that's why it's so also refreshing to kind of bring that new energy to hopefully make everyone feel like, wait a minute, this is a city I'm proud to be from.
Andrew, if you had to write somebody to come visit you here, what would you say? Geez, I want to show you this. What would it be?
I would say there's a lot of things that St. Louis has that's really cool. And one thing that I've really connected with is, as a student that wants to pursue entrepreneurship, I've really connected with the entrepreneur neuro co-working centers. So T-Rex, CIC, Tech Artista. And they were all very welcoming, especially for a student to walk into and be able to shake hands with founders of startups, venture capitalists. And, yeah, I would definitely go check out T-Rex and other co-working spaces around here.
Diana, very quickly, what would you tell that out-of-town friend?
I mean, I would definitely piggyback off of Andrew. We actually work out of T-Rex, and it has been an amazing, amazing space for us. But I actually would also say South Grand and Cherokee. Some of the best food, and I'm such a foodie, and Lona's Little Eats. If I could tell one person to go one place, it'd be Lona's Little Eats.
And in one sentence, Chris, hometowner, what would you say?
I think it's a city where you come in and you get your hands dirty because you can very quickly become a big fish in a relatively small pond here.
Okay, we have to leave it at that. I want to thank you. Diana Zhang, thank you for being with us. Good luck to you, Chris LeBeau, Andrew Lee. Thank you all for being with us. Good luck with Full Circle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening today. I'm Don Marsh.